Australia is in the midst of an enormous gas export boom, yet a tax meant to share the profits with the community is failing to raise any new revenue. Now a coalition of civil society groups is calling for a parliamentary inquiry into the petroleum resources rent tax after revelations that huge new gas projects may deliver no tax benefits for decades. Stephen Long reports.
As the vast reserves in the nation's northwest are exploited, Australia is set to become the world's biggest exporter of gas. But it will be a long time before this delivers a tax bonanza.
Despite the fact that Australia is on the verge of becoming the world's largest exporter of LNG, there'll be no new revenues from the primary tax on oil and gas for the next two decades and perhaps even longer.
Jason Ward's been researching the issue for the Tax Justice Network. He's found a comparison that's enough to make him turn to drink.
In 2018, we know that Australians will be paying three times more tax on beer, and that's excluding GST, than the oil and gas industry will pay on the primary tax on all oil and gas production.
The tax in question is the Petroleum Resources Rent Tax, or PRRT. Despite the massive production boom, the tax take has flatlined. Malcolm Roberts, who heads the Petroleum Production and Exploration Association, says the market's to blame.
The problem we have at the moment is that the international oil price, and gas is effectively pegged to that, has crashed, more than halved.
But critics say that deductions companies can claim against the tax is so broad, the community is being denied sufficient return.
This is a non-renewable resource. Once it's gone, we can't sell it again. It's a one shot.
Dr. Mark Zernsack is convener of the Tax Justice Network.
We want to see a parliamentary inquiry, and we want the parliament to identify where the loopholes are and to identify what changes to the law need to be made to fix the loopholes.
One of the concerns is a so-called uplift rate that lets companies deduct all their exploration costs and then some. Jason Ward.
The oil and gas companies are entitled to 18% uplift. So if they spend $100 million in year two, they have $118 million in tax credits, and then that compounds annually.
Documents obtained under Freedom of Information from the Western Australian Treasury suggest that giant new gas projects on the Northwest Shelf may pay no petroleum resources rent tax for 20 to 30 years. Malcolm Roberts questions this.
I don't think anyone can make such a hard and fast prediction about what revenue might be raised by the PRRT over 20 years. I'm not confident that anyone can predict what the oil price is going to be next week.
We could be losing hundreds of billions of dollars on the gas boom. This is important because we want a decent society where we can fund our schools, our hospitals, our universities. We need this revenue for the benefit of the community so we can have that decent society.
Mark Zernsack of the Tax Justice Network, ending Stephen Long's report.